second and just say how much I really, I mean, wow, I am enjoying much more so than I ever thought. I know Scotty's going to agree with me. Much more so than I ever thought.
Oh, my gosh, dude.
Disney Plus. I want to just say probably one of the greatest television experiences, right, that we've had, Scotty, right?
I got home from work yesterday, had to do a couple things, went in, sat down in the room with the girls. They
must
were
be,
watching.
It must be nice to have time to sit down.
It is
They were watching... Disney Channel.
Yeah.
They were watching some, I think, Sweet Life of Zach and Cody.
Right.
Some of the shows that they enjoyed when they were kids.
Right.
They were laughing. Oh,
well,
and I can't wait to, at some point when everything slows down, to watch some of the older movies, Swiss Family Robinson.
So great, right?
20,000 Leagues Under. I can't wait.
And you get to see it on such a great, you know, TV.
Oh, I got a brand new TV set. And let me tell you something.
Yeah.
It's popping.
Oh, my God. It's great.
The Mandalorian. I've watched the first episode now three times, and I'm looking forward to doing that again with the second episode. It's amazing.
Yeah. Laura just got it. She just got the Disney Channel.
I was wicked excited because, well, wasn't that it? But you guys have been talking about it so much. Yeah. And last night, I was just doing LHD paperwork, and I said, you know what, boys? Mom's going to get Disney Plus for us. We're going to pick out a movie, and even though I'm working, we will sit because we're going to watch it.
That's what we do.
Well,
I didn't know this, by the way. This is important to know, what she's about to tell you.
So I get Disney Plus, and I order through the computer, whatever, and then I go over to my TV. Well, Vizio does not have access to Disney Plus, and it will not until 2020. Okay, well, that's my TV in the living room. That's okay. We have a TV downstairs in the basement.
See, that's, to me, time out. No, it's not okay.
Well, I wasn't okay, but
it's not okay. And any stretch of the imagination that whatever I'm ordering isn't applicable to any kind of TV.
Well, I was only mildly aggravated at that point. I was like, you know what, boys? It's okay. Mom, we have stuff every night this week. I'm not going to see you. I already ordered it. We're going downstairs.
One aggravation.
One aggravation.
Okay. Yeah. Next.
Living room TV. So then we go down to the basement TV.
Yep.
Nope. Not available on that TV either.
Two aggravations.
Are you, I mean, what are you getting, your TV?
What do you
got,
you got a Zenith? What do you got, what do you got, a tube
TV? So then I can do some research.
Do you have to move the
ears? Lot of TVs.
You
now,
got an RCA? You got an RCA?
A lot of TVs that are 3 years or older are not compatible at this point.
General Electric. You got a General Electric TV.
No. Well, now, what about the one that Dill pitched the water bottle through?
That was 3 years ago.
Oh.
That was my Vizio. So then...
So it doesn't come in on
two TVs
of her televisions. She's got more TVs than I do, by the way.
Yeah.
But go ahead.
Obviously, the bedroom TV is out. That TV came from...
But they're all old and crappy.
That TV is still a... what was it before else? Plasma.
Oh, yeah.
15 years ago, I got that from...
You're rocking old school.
But that's a bedroom TV, so it's only used maybe an hour
for
a night.
Sex tapes.
So that, so that's not even... That's not a smart TV.
When she's not there. The sex tapes gets watched in the bedroom.
Why is the door locked?
Dad!
The two newest TVs we have that it'll work on, one is outside in the he shed, and one is outside in the she shed.
Right.
It's 20 degrees out.
Mind you, five televisions. This is the woman.
No wonder you're working
these
all the time.
Are you kidding me? She's just 50 remotes a week, and you guys are telling me, oh, he's rich. Five TVs?
Let me tell you something. Nobody in Barrington had five TVs.
We have six. Because the one in the kitchen is a little 14-inch, whatever.
You're kidding me.
But anyways.
Six TVs?
Six TVs, yes. Scotty. Well, five of them are tube TVs.
Yeah. No, they're all flat screens, but only some of them are...
Right.
Anyways, the two newest TVs we have is one outside in the patio outside, and we're not going to go outside. We're wrapped in our blankets, and we're like, we wanted to watch a movie.
Hey,
and then
you just closed the outside off so you can watch TV outside. Go ahead, kids.
Yep.
Freeze your nuts off outside.
Well, we could light up the heater and stuff, but it's a patio furniture. It's not a couch.
I don't understand, though. Here's what I don't understand, in all seriousness. Can you get Netflix on those?
Yes.
Then what's going on?
I can get Hulu, Netflix, Google Play, all these things.
You should be aware of this if you're thinking about ordering it. Do your homework and your due diligence
first.
So
what did you guys not watch?
Well, no. We ended up watching Ratatouille. So I took the She Shed TV. It's only like a little 30-inch. It's just my little TV out there. I picked it up from the She Shed because I'm closing it up for winter anyways soon.
Put the TV in the She Shed, Cheryl.
And put the TV. I sent you a picture. The TV is in front of the big screen TV. And we watched Ratatouille on the little TV.
That is insane.
Look, I got the little TV in front of the big screen.
Yeah, I see that. That's a pain in the rear end right there. I just laugh. I laugh my rear end off. And not so much, actually, after I found out that she had six TVs. Like,
wow.
I bet there's no one listening who has more than six televisions.
I mean...
I mean, think about what you just said. The realization is just hitting you. I can see it in your face.
No, I know.
You're just realizing,
holy crap. Jeff makes fun of it all the time.
I've got six TVs.
Six TV sets.
Okay. One is an outdoor TV set. One is the basement, like, hangout room.
Three.
I have two.
Three.
Okay. One is the living room.
Yeah.
One is our bedroom. The kids don't have them in their rooms.
Yeah.
One's the kitchen.
Yeah.
And one's the she shed.
Yeah.
So, yeah, six TVs.
Yeah. And I get crap.
Are you like in a whole other, does that put you up in another tax bracket?
Yeah.
I do have to pay a little extra on DirecTV.
Old TVs, they don't count. They don't
All right.
I only have one plasma.
Bunny ears.
The rest are all
Oh, do you have bunny? Do you have the clicker?
There's only one that's not smart.
Dig, 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 dig.
All the rest of them have Netflix available and all the, like, one of them has a weather channel on it.
Let's be honest. Those six TVs, not one of them are in your kids' rooms, are they?
Nope. No, kids don't have TVs in their rooms.
What, do you got a Magnavox? You got a Magnavox?
No.
What's some of the old television?
Got the he shed.
The she shed. She's got six TVs. Nobody's got more than six TVs. I defy anybody to say, Crutchy, I got more. No, you don't.
You have more You have more TVs than the station.
Seabrook Station's got more.
You have more TVs.
Monitors. big technical places, you know, like safety monitors. They can qualify as TVs. The airport has less TVs than Laura.
NASA has five.
Right. Buffalo Wild Wings has less TVs than Laura. Right there. Buffalo Wild Wings doesn't have as many. Are you kidding me?
It's nice to be able
to. Hilarious.
Have so especially game day, and we did it for games.
I get it.
Is the guys will be outside in the patio, they're watching TV. I'm in the kitchen cooking, I want the game on.
I did not know that you had to have a certain standard TV. It seems to me that's crazy.
My buddy has, he just texted me, he has six televisions.
Good,
yeah,
I'm not alone.
No,
really,
yeah,
wow,
mm.
Nobody,
only the rich people.
My buddy just texted me, what a bitch, she's got six TVs.
Well, do you know that most of these TVs? If you want to go out on Black Friday, get a good deal.
Yeah.
You can get a great TV, like a big, big TV.
I have six TVs in the house and four in the camper, says
awesome.
Matt. Well, TVs, look, I mean, to be
four
fair.
Four in the camper?
Look.
There's nothing like getting away.
To be fair, a TV that would have costed you thousands years ago is now in the hundreds and in the low hundreds.
And Laura's right.
Definitely.
I see people like that go on Black Friday and they're buying three or four TVs.
Right.
The couple hundred dollars, you guys have a great TV.
Let me see if somebody's calling you. Maybe they might have some information for
some
you that will help
you. Some people are telling me, like, buy a Roku stick.
Yeah. Hi, Morning Buzz. Hi, who's this?
Hi, this is Joe. What's up, Chris?
Joe, what do you got?
She forgot the garage TV. Don't you people in New Hampshire always have, like, a garage TV where you guys hang out there and drink beer?
That's my she shed and my he shed. Yeah, I got two of those.
She's got a she shed. And a he shed, just so you're clear.
Well, we're not getting along. We each have our own space.
You have a garage.
That's awesome.
You have a garage if you're doing work out there. And let me tell you something. Jeff, like me, I'm not doing any work in the garage, so there ain't no TV out there.
I'll tell you what.
Thank you.
When I experienced my first going over somebody's house and they had a TV set in their garage, and their dad worked on cars and he was big into racing, I thought they were the richest people around.
Of course.
Dad, they got a TV set in their garage.
I know. Now Laura has a she shed and a he shed.
Yep.
Six TVs. Got to be kidding me right there. Got to be kidding me. Hi, Morning Buzz. Real quick, who's this?
Hey, it's Josh.
Hey, Josh.
So, Laura, you said you had a Vizio TV, right?
Yeah.
You got an iPhone?
AirPlay doesn't work. I tried that, too. AirPlay will work on YouTube. I can watch YouTube videos on my phone and stream them right to my TV with AirPlay.
I use AirPlay all the time.
AirPlay does not work with Disney Plus last night. I tried that for half an hour. That was a little frustrating.
I watch my son's soccer games and sporting events on ESPN Plus, which is another platform you have to pay for. But, yeah, I put it on the big screen all the time.
I tried with AirPlay. It didn't work.
Charlie's got a question for you. Go ahead, Charlie.
Hey, Charlie.
Good morning. How are you all?
I'm good. Okay.
How are you?
Good. So listen, I have a newly acquired man loft because mine is going to be up on the second floor, but that's fine. But my question is for Laura, the shopping extraordinaire. I want to get a nice big screen TV for my man cave or loft. Where do I go on Friday morning to get the best deal and the best TV, a nice big one?
Jesus.
You can get
I know you're the shopper.
Okay, right now.
Are we really doing this?
You can do You can do a pre Black Friday sale right now. $479 for a 65-inch smart K Samsung TV.
Samsung's
at
good.
Best Buy.
Samsung's good. And
oh, I love Samsung. So where do I get that?
Best Buy, $479 for 65 inches.
This is really happening.
What, do you got a skirt on?
4K Ultra HD.
Jesus, look it up. I mean, come on, man. This is not the shopping channel.
We just did this.
You can email Laura.
And
that.
Lauren didn't even shut him down.
No, she had the answer.
I knew because I just got two of them. Not for me. Not for me.
Scotty, how do you think she got six friggin' TVs over
my
here?
My God.
Hey, let's go upstairs.
I will say the one that's outside in the heat shed, we didn't know how a TV would be outdoors all year round. So I did buy like a $300 65-inch non-brand name whatever because I didn't know. And actually, it works great.
Yeah, that's right there. That's what you call first world problems right there.
Yeah.
That is exactly...
Six TVs doesn't work.
You know it. All right, listen.
Hey.
Stupid Disney. I did get to watch Ratatouille, though, on the little TV.
All right, on the little, only 48 inches wide.
30.
All right, here we go. So.